Texte numéro 34. East Europe migrants take 1% of social housing, says report. The hundreds of thousands of Poles and other East European migrants who have moved to Britain in the past 2 years have been allocated only 1% of council or housing association flats, contrary to popular perception, according to research. A paper for yesterday's meeting of the Government's Migration Impacts Forum said that about 90% of those who have arrived in the last 2 years, in the biggest wave of immigration in Britain's recent history, are crowded into the bottom end of the private rented sector, often in poor and overcrowded conditions. The report by Joanne Roney of Sheffield City Council said that some migrant workers, especially those who have only come for a short period, often accept very poor housing conditions because they are on very low pay levels or need to send money home. She also highlighted the plight of the one-third of migrant workers who live in tied accommodation provided by their employers, saying that more than half describe their conditions as poor or very poor. In agricultural areas, many migrant workers were housed in poor quality caravan or mobile home sites. Roney said that over 40% of those who worked for more than 48 hours a week were living in employer-provided accommodation, and suggested that this meant it was extremely difficult for them to refuse extra hours or additional work. The report for the forum, which is chaired by the Immigration Minister Liam Byrne and the Local Government Minister Phil Woolis, stressed the need for local authorities to adopt positive programmes to cope with newly arrived migrant communities. The rules bar access to council or other social housing to overseas migrants from outside Europe unless they are refugees granted permission to stay permanently in Britain. Roney said that only 5% of social housing lets go to foreign nationals and only 1% to recent East European arrivals. One such case is that of Milan Horvat, who found himself in dispute with his landlord after moving to South Yorkshire from Slovakia. "I paid the rent regular every 2 weeks, £220, said the 40-year-old. "But the landlord, he say I don't, and I don't have any paper to prove it." The dispute, which led to Milan and his family losing the tenancy, is typical of problems which beset the Slovak community in Sheffield. Barred from social housing for their first year in Britain and faced with average rents of £110 a week for a three-bed Victorian terrace, the Slovaks and other Eastern European migrants can be tempted to cram in cousins and in-laws. A graduate from Bratislava University, currently working as a cleaner, said, "We will always rent." Adapted from The Guardian, January 2008.